the subdivision and rezoning for 535 Ham Street under file DAS-21 of 2009.
All right, the applicant we have here is Jack Sikowski.
Yep.
Good evening. You can just speak your name and address to the record.
Jack Sikowski, 279 Van Avenue.
Very good. And with you is?
Oh, this is my son and partner, Adam Sikowski.
Adam, very good. Welcome, guys.
Good evening.
All right, do you have a presentation here?
It's all self-explanatory. Where the family that lives there right now is trying to expand, and they want to put three new homes on there so the whole family could live together at this point in time.
Okay.
And the lot is just beyond their, just too big to sustain as one residential home.
Okay.
And they feel that it's time now, the family's grown up, and they want to make it like a family homestead, basically. And hopefully this is, that's basically it. There's really nothing more. It's self-sufficient, you know.
All right. Are there any questions from the committee then?
So I'm just looking at the maps here. I'm familiar with the area.
Yeah.
Are you the property owner there?
I'm sorry?
Are you the property owner?
No, I'm not. No.
Oh, you're representing them?
Yes, I am.
Okay. There's a house already facing Ham. That's
yes,
the property owner you're representing?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay.
Well, they're the owners of the whole property.
Yeah, they own the whole section.
Right, the whole corner. Right, okay, of Ham and Williamson, right?
Yes.
And you're proposing four lots? Is that what you're proposing?
Well, the home would be
three new lots and the existing home.
Three new lots and the existing home. And how deep are these lots that you're proposing?
150 by 100 are the new ones. And the old ones, I believe, is 175?
No, it's 75 by 100.
75 by 100, yeah.
So the existing one on Ham is 75 by 100?
150.
Oh, 150, actually. 75 by 150.
75 by 150?
Yeah.
And the one on Williamson you're proposing is 50 by 100. By 100, okay. And you're not proposing any variances to the setback on the front?
We agree to the R1M, I believe it is.
R1M?
Yeah.
Requirements?
Yeah.
Okay.
We don't have any problems with any of the letter that we received with the schedule of there's a couple things that we kind of wanted to change, but we wanted extend it from 24 months to 36 months because it is a family. We plan to help each other build the homes.
We can't do that.
That's
standard bond.
Is that right? We can't do that? John?
Yes, if you so desire, you can change that. It's a standard bond.
Okay.
Ours is 24 months.
This isn't a business. It's all family at this point in time.
Well, the 24 months is not, you have to have your house constructed in 24 months. It just means you have to complete the process with the city of Winnipeg and have your...
But do you have to pay as well?
There's a fee that you have to pay. You have to have your land dedication paid. You have to have the site surveyed and the Mylars, and then the land titles issued by the province within 24 months. You've got to have that process completed. You don't have to have the houses constructed or permits issued within 24 months.
See, what we're trying to extend it is because it is family, I want to say they don't speak English that well.
Sure.
We plan to only help them out so much.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, what will happen is...
I just don't want something to happen in 25 or 23 months saying, we got to hurry. And then
the worst case scenario, you can get an extension.
You can apply for an extension.
You can get
time.
An extension. But, I mean, you don't have to have the houses built with this.
Oh, no,
what John's saying is you're...
I understand. I have the same.
You have to have the Mylars. You have to have a subdivision done. You have to go to... I mean, 2 years should give you enough time to go to land titles, all of that stuff.
Oh, I agree. That shouldn't be done.
Okay.
For the common person, it shouldn't be
sure.
Involved.
Yeah, okay.
All right. Second, there, 10% dedication fee. Is that a standard fee?
Yes, that's required.
Even if it's all family?
Yeah, that's required for every subdivision and rezoning in the city of Winnipeg.
And 10% is based on which, what number?
I do believe in this.
It's based on an increase of the value of the land.
I'm sorry?
It's based on an increase of the value of the land. So right now you've got one lot there and they'll assess what they think that lot is worth right now. And when you do this plan of subdivision, you have four lots.
But the residential, though, I believe, isn't the home is set on right now. There is no dedication tax on that one home. So it'd be based on the three lots.
On the three lots.
It wouldn't be on the on the homestead right now.
No, it's on the creation of the three
lots. On the increase of the value.
Increase value.
So whatever it's assessed at now, when it gets changed from one piece to four pieces, there will be an increase in the value.
I agree, but but it's not based on the homestead. There, you wouldn't be paying any dedication tax on the homestead itself. You would only base. It would be on,
yeah, it's
on
just
the
on the three new lots.
Three new lots.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. The house that's sitting there is not being taxed again.
It's on the increase.
Yeah, that, no, actually, that house is a it's existing, so that won't be, it's going to be on the increase for the three lots.
Three lots.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, okay.
That's how land dedication is being calculated.
Okay, yeah. I just wanted to clarify that.
Yeah.
Again, if we can get an extension after, if you're saying it's relatively easy, then I'll convey that to my clients and it should be a problem then. But if 36 months would be appropriate, I wouldn't mind asking for that. But if it's not, it's not. I agree to all the terms and conditions that have been applied or set forth with the fees and all that at this point. I can't see any problem. It's basically standard.
Okay. Any other questions? Okay. Okay. If we could have you, if we could have you stand down. We have registered in opposition. My apologies. Before I go there, is there anybody else in the room that's in, here in support of this application? Hear none. We'll go to those registered in opposition. First, John and Donna Campbell. If you could come to the microphone, please. If you could clearly state your name and address for the recorded record, please.
Sure. John Campbell, 36 Williamson Crescent.
And Donna Campbell, 36 Williamson Crescent.
Great, thank you. If you just want to make your presentation and your comments.
Okay, good evening, counselors, principal, planner. What we have a little concern over is this existing property, the way that it's being subdivided, is that there's a gas line that's running along Ham Street. And my understanding is if you're going to put these three lots together, I'm a little concerned about the water and sewer that isn't in practice at the existing property that the owner has. And I'm wondering if you're going to put these three new lots in, are they going to be upgrading to use or leverage city standards for water and sewer, and are they going to do the other house as well and bring it on board to make it comply?
Can I ask that?
Go ahead.
I'm sorry. Hands and fingers on both sides here. We'll start with John.
Can I answer that?
I'll sure. You go ahead, Kim.
Yes, the three new lots that will be established on Williamson Crescent will be fully serviced with water and sewer to the existing sewer and water services that exist in Williamson Crescent, and they'll have front driveway approaches off Williamson Crescent, just as per the rest of the neighborhood there. They'll be built to the standard that's in the neighborhood. The existing house on Ham Street, right now, has a pump-out holding tank for sewage. It's self-contained. They are not connected to city water. There is no requirement for them to connect to city water. If they choose not to, they can have water hauled, or they can use a cistern or a well or whatever means they need. So there's no requirement for them to connect.
It's an interesting smell some days on when the sun is going a certain direction. So.
Well, my understanding is in the past year, it's been about a year or a little more than a year, I guess, when they had a septic field on the property, and that has been abandoned and replaced with a holding tank, which theoretically should help. I mean, if there are issues, you can contact the city's water and waste department and they'll come out and investigate.
How far away will the last house be in relation to our existing property line?
Would you like to address that?
Sure. I'm not sure what your side yard is, because I don't have a survey for it, but the standard for that zoning category that you're zoned and what these ones are going to be zoned is it's 4 feet from the side of the house to the yard. So then if yours is 4 feet and they all have to build to 4 feet, then it would be eight feet. And that's standard for that zoning category throughout the city of Winnipeg.
Okay, there is a Barkman fence that goes all around the property. And this Barkman fence goes along our property, right to the back of our property. Will that Barkman fence be taken down when these houses are built?
I can't answer that question.
Whose fence is that? Is that your fence?
Nope.
So they have a right to do what they want with their fence.
So right? They can take it down.
Just like if it was your fence.
I think we have to look at where it sits.
Sits,
yeah. Well, so I assume with the surveyor, we would know that. Mm-hmm. Where,
You're saying that it now sits on the property line?
Well, that's what we have to find out.
Okay.
Survey, we don't know.
Oh. Any questions from the committee here?
I wanted to hear if there was anything else the delegation had.
Sure, anything else? Sorry.
No, I think that's it. We were just kind of concerned because it's changing the profile of the street. A lot of the homes there are very large lots and recessed, and now with the new proposal, there's going to be three homes in a relatively small lot, in our opinion. And we just want to understand what that does for our neighborhood.
Last chance for the committee. Any questions?
When they do subdivide and they do all they have to get surveyed, right? If the fence is not within their thing, the fence has to be moved so that it's inside, right? They can't continue to be outside the property line if they're over. Well, this is what I was understanding the neighbors to be concerned about. They think the fence is improperly placed, or that was my hearing of what they...
Well, it's a civil matter between homeowners about where a fence is located.
We weren't the homeowners when...
Yeah. No, but when it's surveyed...
And I might say, and I don't have... I don't know if John has the entire application or file here, but in order to make application, they would have had to submit a building location certificate, etc.
Okay.
It's possible it may show the location of the fence. Maybe the applicants can...
I'm looking at it right now. It doesn't show a fence, but once again, that's not a city issue. Even if you're the current homeowner, that's between you and the neighbor about the location of the fence.
But it does go on city property, I would think.
On city property, then that's when the city's involved. But we don't have any kind of documentation to show it's on city property.
It's not really a fence; it's a wall.
They're required to allow to have a fence in a side yard of up to 6 feet, 6 inches. So unless there's an infraction in the height, the city's not going to be involved. That's between you and the neighbor. You can go out and get a survey done of your property to find out exactly where your property line is. And then if the fence is on your property, you own the fence. If it's on the neighbor's property, they own the fence. If it's right down the property line, well, then you need to talk it out.
We just have to go measure to see where the end of the property, of the lot, is going to be, because we have a pool in our backyard as well.
Sure.
And that's a big factor, too, if they decide to take that Barkman fence down.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Okay.
Also in opposition, Sherry Karasinski.
Hi, I'm Sherry Karasinski. I live at 40 Williamson Crescent. I don't know that I'm in opposition so much as I have a few questions.
Sure.
My understanding from when this development went through, and this could be way off, I've lived there for 30 years, was they had to shift everything from Ham Street because there is a major pipeline. I don't understand how they're going to put three lots in there because I think it's too close to the pipeline that runs down Ham Street. Is that not right or no?
You. Okay. Kim.
Mr. Rayback.
The criteria from the, and this is a natural gas pipeline you're talking about, so it's not a City of Winnipeg facility. It's Manitoba Hydro or gas company or whatever. But I do know that their criteria is that no principal building is to be located within 50 feet of the gas line.
Right.
So depending on where that gas line actually is relative to the houses.
So this may be an issue.
Well, I'm assuming when I look at the photo and I see an existing house on the corner of Grassy and Ham Street.
No, yeah, but that house was built how many years ago?
Well, obviously, I don't know. I don't know that, but...
My understanding was that that was an existing house. When they built our development, when they built Harborview, the houses going up Parasite Place all had to be shifted
in the original development
because they were too close to that gas line.
And same thing with all the development, all the houses in the new development, Harborview Phase 2.
Right.
I can answer this probably. Is the gas line is far further enough away into the Ham Street right away that it doesn't, the house that they propose on the corner is outside that. So, and this was application was circulated to Manitoba Hydro, Central Gas to control that, and they never commented back. So, on all the other ones, they commented back and said they needed.
And does the city not tell you when you build your home? When, like, the road is here, say, the city, you just don't build where you want. The city tells you how far back to build, right?
Yeah, you have to adhere to the zoning bylaw.
We'll have some nice structure to our street.
Yeah,
all of a sudden, we're not going to have three houses right up against.
No, they're required underneath the zoning bylaw to have front yards of, the rear yard requirement of 25 feet. You have to remember that street does kind of...
I know, curve a little bit.
So they're anywhere between 15 to 20 feet away.
Okay.
So they have to adhere to the standards of the street, essentially, of what's been laid out on the street.
Now, the development, you're telling me that they have a holding tank, therefore they do not have to, I get the well part, but they don't, because they have a holding tank, they don't have to hook up to sewer and water. I'd like to know what's running down our street, down our city sewers every day.
Well, that's the one existing house that has the holding tank. The new houses will...
I know, but if it can't take the water now that's running down our street, where's this water coming from? It's not coming from any of their septic?
Which water are you...
There's a hole, there's a pump, and water runs down our street into the city sewer. It's wet all the time, is it not?
From where?
From his yard. And I don't understand... And on top of that, if... When the original development, and I don't know how old this guy goes to, but there was an original agreement with the city of Qualico and my father-in-law that when any future development came through, there was money owed for sewer city water hookups.
That's correct. It's in their agreement that they pay for a full range of services in Williams and Crescent, and that will be
paid to who?
To the developer, to Qualico. If you have some agreement with Qualico, that's something we're not.
So I have
party
to. Okay. Yeah. No. I. This is going back how many years, guys? I don't know. Like, I'm just pulling old paperwork from '86 because there was an agreement with the people that originally lived in their original homestead. Now, that any further development, they promised to hook up. But I don't know what happened to those people. The government came for a padlock. This is going back 20 years. I don't know what happened to those people. So what you're telling me is they don't have to hook up to sewer and water.
Oh, no, they absolutely do. The three new lots that are being created.
She's talking about the
existing
home.
I'm talking about the existing home.
No, the existing home, they do not have to hook up to city water. They're not required to.
So I have an issue there because I want to know where that was. If they have a holding tank, the water is coming from somewhere. Obviously, their holding tank's not working.
It's best if you contact the City Water and Waste Department.
And tell them to come
out? Have an inspector come out to see where it's going.
Okay.
I mean, even in the City of Winnipeg, it's not conservation that would look at gray water?
The Water and Waste Department, Laboratory Services.
Okay.
Well, isn't it the city that's concerned if there's sewer water running in our sewer city sewer?
They'll want to know that, believe me. They'll want to come and check it out.
Okay, phone City Water and Waste. Okay, so now I have to phone I have to get a hold of Qualico is what you're telling me, because the money's paid for the developing of the three lots for sewer and water is going to be paid to Qualico.
In Qualico's development agreement, there's a thing called a, I apologize, committee of...
Go ahead.
Too much time here.
Straight back.
Sorry.
Where we find questions we might have asked.
Okay. In Qualico's development agreement with the city, there's an item called a privately owned lands clause, where other lands that benefit from the services that Qualico has installed,
right,
has to pay a proportionate share of the cost of those services.
Okay.
And the city. There are two ways it can happen. The city can act as a broker and receive the money and turn it over to Qualico, or the property owner can make an arrangement directly with Qualico to cover the cost of those services. And if they do that, then we will want to get a letter from Qualico saying that requirement has been satisfied.
Jane, the reason I'm questioning, and this is my father-in-law, who has passed away, unfortunately, had an agreement with Qualico because it was originally him that owned all the property there. And the deal was when they developed all these lots, the money was payable to him.
Well, like I said...
So that's what I'm saying. Who do I call? Qualico?
Qualico, yes. Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
I think that's all I'm concerned. As long as those houses aren't going to be right on the front street and it adds value to our area and the sewer and water's taken care of and my neighbor's fence as well, because my concern is my neighbors have a nice yard and it is well maintained with the big brick wall that we laugh about, but they do have a big swimming pool. And they can't just take that down because now we have the safety of our children. I mean, it's not their fault.
So they'd have to put something else up if it was taken down.
Well, yeah, I mean, they just can't rip this fence down without any kind of a warning, because you can't leave a pool open like that. Right?
Right.
Is there a ruling on that?
Yeah.
There is?
There's rules on that it has to be properly fenced. A pool has to be properly fenced. Yeah.
Okay.
Thank you very much, Sherry.
Okay.
Is there anyone whose name has not been called who wishes to speak in opposition to the application? Anybody in opposition? Hear none. We have registered for information Gloria and Gary Langley. Do you wish to speak or just be recorded for information? Oh, if you speak, we need to get the microphone. We need to record it.
You have to come into the mic because it's all recorded. And you have to state your name and address for the record.
Thank you.
Hi, my name is Gary. And
I'm Gloria Langley.
Okay, we live at 15 Notley Drive. We're just basically curious with not so much the three lots on the opposite side of us, but the lot directly beside us. I guess that would be number 7 Notley, because the gas line that we spoke of, it runs, basically cuts that lot beside us well in half.
You're a block away, right?
We're right next door to that, and there's just an open lot there that we're told by Qualico that they're...
That's you're on Notley?
Yes.
Yeah. You're not on Parasic?
No.
Notley?
No, you're south of the site, right? This site is north of Williamson.
So that's towards Grassy then?
It's towards Grassy. No, it's not even in your neighborhood. Okay, it's not a lot beside you.
Okay, because we're just concerned if that was a lot that was...
No, it's not.
Okay, good. Right.
You're just a block off.
Good. That's what we were sort of concerned with.
Sure,
that.
No problem. Yep. Yeah. You're just south of there.
Yeah.
So it's not the lot you're thinking of.
Okay, perfect.
Okay?
Thanks.
Okay, not a problem.
Is there anyone whose name has not been called who wishes to register for information on this application? For information, hear none. I'd like to call the applicant back then, I guess, at this point.
I'd like to just address maybe a couple of concerns that the Campbells have made about the fence. There's nothing in the near future or that I'm aware of that the fence is being taken down on their adjacent properties at this point in time. The fence is owned by the Youngs.
Right,
it
Yangs.
Belongs to the Yangs, I'm sorry. Yeah. It's their fence. They probably could negotiate with them what they want to do with the fence, or if they want to take it down, or if they don't want to take it down, if they want to buy it from them, or whatever at that point. We shouldn't answer anything. the part on the other part of the fence that's going to be facing Williamson will be taken down for construction. It will not be there, definitely, because it is at 6'6" height. And being that it's a front edge, it has to be taken down to at least 4 feet, is my understanding. So it will be taken down. The fence on the west side, again, is not being determined on what's going to be done there. And that's the part on Ham Street, west side. Just on Williamson, will be taken down. I can't imagine the other, the adjacent Mr. and Mrs. Campbell's property being taken down. I honestly can't, but that's not ours to say what to do with it. Again, that's, from my understanding, has nothing to do with what we're proposing.
Do you have any?
It's got no reflection.
Do you have any surveys that indicate that it is in fact on?
All I can say is the surveys that we do have don't include the fence.
All right.
If you have a survey of your home, it could very well show it on there or not. But this is all a fence that's been done. Probably been there. They probably know better than us when it was constructed. So if it was constructed 50 years ago, I don't know if it's 5 inches one way or the other way, but it is part and parcel of all these people's property, guaranteed. Concern was made by yourself, Shelley?
Sherry,
I apologize, Sherry. But water, the water could be, and this is just from an observation, could be a sump pump. I don't have any other answer for that, or groundwater being pumped off at that time. The ground is low there.
I know they have a brand new septic tank installed this year, I believe.
The septic tank was demanded to be installed, so that's why those people have installed it. And there is no, they don't have a want, they just spent the big buck to put that thing in. I don't think they're going to be wanting to take it out. And there is no sewer and water on Ham Street.
Ham itself, I believe, doesn't
have sewer and water.
So Williams.
So there is no way of even getting sewer and water to them
without extreme cost.
At a later date, we would, if it ever came to down the street, they would probably connect up without a problem. At this point in time, it would be extremely costly to anybody. It would probably, you might as well blow up the house because it wouldn't be worth it to even do it.
Does Ham Street have a full range of municipal services?
No, there's no municipal services in Ham Street. Full range being pipe sewer, pipe water, pipeline drainage.
I have no, if you have any questions, I'd be more than happy to answer what I know. Again, the fence is a non-issue, I don't think, at this point in time. Water drainage is, again, not a problem. We will undertake to make it better when and if we're constructing a home for these new people, for their family. The only answers I got right now.
The what? Okay. Was there anything else? I don't want to cut you off.
Oh, no. I'm hoping to...
Just have some questions, Mr.
Sure. Go ahead, Mr. Counselor.
The house is on the northern side of the property, right? Right now.
Yes.
And the water we heard today is appearing on Williamson.
Correct.
If there's a sump pump running, what's the size of the property?
175 feet.
So
one heck of a line.
Well, it's like the sump pump running. I'm just wondering the size. So it's about you're looking here at about what, half an acre?
Yeah.
Roughly, half an acre of land. It's hard to imagine the sump pump, and that's one house, right? There's no other house that has
no.
a basement.
No.
Or another structure that has a basement on the property.
No, it's a garage, but
it's a garage. It doesn't have. So it won't have a sump pump, right?
No.
And so there's a full basement in this house.
Yes, there is.
Okay, so. It's hard to understand how the sump pump is creating that water.
We're just giving you a description of where it could come from.
I can tell you where it's coming from. I think it's coming from gray water.
Well, if they are, they should complain. I would complain.
I would totally complain.
Because
order. I would be the first one to say, hey, let's get environmental out there and let's look into it.
Because we have to dig up the ground there anyway to build anything. Yeah.
But if what you're saying is they installed this tank, right? Mm-hmm. And the gray water is still appearing on the street, then they're not using the tank correctly. They're not, the gray water is not going into the tank.
I'm not going to say it's gray water. It'd be, we're jumping the gun. Unless you tell me that.
I guess where I'm going with this is that if the gray water was going into there, which is basically the washing machine and the shower and the sinks, right? That if it's going to the street, then basically, because we know that if you're running the gray water into your holding tank, it's going to fill up the holding tank a lot more, and you're going to have a honey truck come in there quite a lot more often, right?
Well, I've lived in a residence like that, and it takes about once every 6 to 8 weeks.
Yeah.
That's common.
Yeah. I guess my concern here is this: you're representing the property owner, subdividing, and I'm glad to see they're subdividing to 50-foot lots. I know you got a frontage here which is 150 feet. They could try to subdivide to less, but they're subdividing.
Yeah, 33-foot is not common.
They're deciding subdividing to 50 foot, so I'm glad to see that. But I guess my concern is that you're going to be hooking up sewer and water service for these homes.
Correct.
I'm not so much concerned about the water, but I'm concerned about the sanitary side of it, the sewer.
On
the existing home.
We're not.
Yeah, but that's what I'm concerned about.
But
because they're running gray water to the street.
So let's get somebody out there and issue them fines, tickets, or anything.
Yeah, I don't have a problem with that.
You don't have a problem if we lay this matter over?
Well, we do, because this one of the family members
wants to build his house.
He wants to, before price increases start going crazy again.
Okay.
But again, I can't see what one is relevant to the other. Once we start building, we're going to put a dent in that pipeline anyways. If there's a buried line like the Sherry says that there is, we'll be digging it up.
They'll move the line to Ham Street.
No, they will not.
That's an issue for... I mean, I can't police these people, and you can't. This is for...
Yes, I can.
No, you should. No, you can, but you can't. I mean, this is a job for, if they want to complain, feel free. I'd be the first one behind them to complain, too. I wouldn't want to.
Is there any complaints issued with the city about this?
No, we heard about them today.
Well, so. If there was a problem, and I'm not going to apologize for these people, because I'm not. It's not my... All I'm asking for is the right to build three homes on these for the family members.
Mm-hmm. But believe me, I'll ask it. We'll ask the question.
I guess my argument is this, gentlemen. If you're having to extend the sewer line into the homes, right, from the road to the house.
Yes.
And you're going to have the equipment out there, you're going to have the services out there. Why wouldn't you just extend the sewer line to the existing
homes? Because the sewer line would run through somebody else's property. Through another family member's property off of
to the
Will Williamson
to the back of the Ham Street house. The tank is in the back of the Ham Street.
And it's
along
not
Ham, running along Ham.
The cost factor would probably be extreme. One thing, and it's not required by any city bylaws.
Mr. Reban?
Well, there's certainly a significant cost, and to build it in Ham Street, it should be built as a proper city sewer to city standards.
So you couldn't run a sewer, just a regular line along there, as if it were servicing one house rather than running a trunk?
Not preferred.
Well, it's not preferred, I know, but the department really hasn't looked at this yet, right?
No, the Water and Waste Department would have
to look at it.
There is another alternative in that in Ham Street, while John had said there are no services, which is absolutely true in that there are no services available for them to connect to as any other house would, there is an interceptor sewer in Ham Street, a large diameter wastewater sewer down very deep. And I, in speaking with the Water and Waste Department this morning about this matter, they said if the owners applied for permission to connect to that interceptor sewer, which is not normally allowed because the interceptors are there. They're the big, they're the backbone of the sewer system that they don't want punched full of little holes.
Right.
You know, it's for the local system to drain into. But there is provision under the sewer bylaw for special connection to interceptor sewers. And one of the foundational criteria is that they pay their frontage foot charge for wastewater sewer of $100 per frontage foot for that Ham Street frontage, plus they're responsible for the entire cost of connecting to that interceptor sewer. And I might venture to say it's not an inexpensive connection, hence their choice last year when they had trouble with the septic field to install a holding tank instead. No, but they were offered that option at the time.
They were offered that option at the time?
Yeah, yeah.
And what is the cost of the DMA?
Oh, I wouldn't want to speculate. It depends on, there are many factors. Depends on how deep the pipe is. I believe it's located on the far side of the right-of-way, so there's some distance to go there. There's also the internal plumbing in the house, which seems to go out the back because that's where the septic field would have been. So. You have to go under the house, break up the floor, et cetera, or go around. Every situation is unique to make that connection.
Okay. Did you have anything to say about that? Or
These are all questions I asked when they brought the recommend. They wanted to do this, and they came to me, and these are the questions I asked initially, and I spoke to everybody through the city. And it was offered last year to them, or when they supplied the new tank. These were the options, and this was one of the options. But to go, because the sewer drains out the back of the house, to go under the house to the super connector, the cost really outweighed the benefit. It was astronomical at the time, so they went with the holding tank. If they're maintaining the holding tank or not, that's an issue, obviously.
You don't know what that number was, though, eh?
Oh, they just said it was holding tank versus this was, it was probably 20 times, I'd estimate, or 10 times.
A sewer connection, which I just did on Maryland, 203 Maryland, downtown area, from the main to the water box, came out to $17,000. That's no super connector, there's no super. It's just from the middle of the road. If we're talking the distance that we're talking here, we're probably looking triple that cost just to get it to the property line, and probably double the cost to put it under the house. Like I said, we might as well already implode the house and let it be a green space at that point in time, because then it wouldn't be worth it. The cost factor would be astronomical. And I wanted to say, the agreement came in last year, that's why they went with the septic tank instead of the field that they were having problems with, supposedly. But again, if it's groundwater, if you're having a problem with groundwater or gray water being disposed of
improperly,
there's fines to be had for that. And they should be fined for that. There should be no, that shouldn't even be part of what we're discussing here, because we can fine them for that type of it shouldn't be allowed. And I'd be the first one, like I said, I'd be right behind them saying that that's wrong. But to stop the creation of three new lots in the city of Winnipeg on that basis,
I just think it's gray water on the street. That's my gut.
It might be groundwater, it might be holes. It could be leaching off the septic field. With the amount of rain we've had this year.
That's not a good thing.
Well, I'm just saying.
Eventually that'll take care of itself.
Yeah, that takes care of itself after, because this field has just been stopped using, they stopped disconnected from it last year or the year before. It will take probably 3 to 5 years. We're guessing here.
Well, it's up to you, gentlemen, what you want to do. I'll leave the choice with you before I make a motion. I could either make a motion today that says we'll approve subdivision, subject to prior to any new building permit being pulled for any new house on those three lots, that the house on Ham Street has to be hooked up to the interconnector sewer system, for the sewer services, sanitary sewer service. That's option one. Option two is I lay it over for 30 days and we get to the bottom of this situation with regards to this gray water. What would you prefer?
Well, the sewage system is way out of line, so that I would disagree with. If you want to lay it over, but I still,
I want to find out. I want to find out. Here. I want our administration to report back and tell me what the situation is with this water, and is it an issue or is it not an issue? Because if there is a gray water issue when we're dealing with a property this size, it will be definitely a gray water issue when we're dealing with a property that is half the size, or quarter of the size, right?
Yes, I agree.
So I need to know that answer before I approve subdivision here.
But is the gray?
So you can understand why I need to know.
Oh no, but I just don't understand what the gray water has to do.
It's called being a good neighbor.
Okay.
All right.
So you prefer that I lay it over and we find out?
Let's do it.
Okay. Good.
I don't have a problem.
All right, then that's what we'll do. And I'll keep delegations open so that these folks can appear and you can again as well. So. Okay. And that's what I'll do.
Okay, well,
thanks, gentlemen.
And that presentation then?
Thank you.